لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most beautiful supplications of the holy month of Ramadan is known as Dua al-Baha or Dua al-Sahar, in which we actually call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His beautiful names. Allama Tabatabai, who has authored Al-Mizan and very many books, he was known to be a very powerful mystic. He has said, and he is reported to have said to one of his disciples, that do not forget reciting Dua al-Sahar, that is this Dua al-Baha, in the holy month of Ramadan, because there is no mention of paradisal women and couches and different kinds of food and clothing and all that. Rather, there is just the mention of the divine beauty, divine mercy, and the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If paradise is sweet, then the creator of paradise is sweeter. So when we actually participate in the holy month of Ramadan and we pray, we should not only suffice ourselves with those supplications where we try to seek material benefits. Rather, we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for attaining those beautiful attributes, like when we say Allahumma inni as'aluka min baha'ika bi abhah wa kullu baha'ika bahi. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi baha'ika kullih. Oh Allah, I ask you for that brilliance of yours which is the most brilliant, and every brilliance of yours is the most brilliant. I ask you for your brilliance in its entirety. That means, you know, you are asking for that highest kind of brilliance. In other words, we are told that the human being can reach a very high station where he exemplifies the divine names. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.